Well, at the ripe old ages of 89 and 85, respectively, Sydney couple John Challis and Arthur Cheeseman might well be Australia's oldest same-sex couple. They've been together for half a century, and throughout they have kept alive their hope that they might marry. Now that day's almost arrived. They're planning for a January wedding, and that's well underway. Arthur Cheeseman's hearing isn't what it used to be, so John Challis sat down with Peter Lloyd.
Well, I think, Peter, it was relief that it's all over. I've been very nervous all along. I really thought that the no vote might get up. They started off very well. They were led by Tony Abbott. They had John Howard barracking for them. They had a lot of money. They had the churches all very well organised. So I wouldn't have been surprised if it had been, you know, sort of 50-50 at best. So it's quite clear it's 60-40. I'd have liked to have seen it really a lot better, actually, so that there would have been a really overwhelming endorsement from the Australian people of... it's not only endorsing gay marriage, it's endorsing gay people. That's really what it's all, gay and lesbian people, I should say.
I think it's very hard today, even for me, to not acknowledge that that does suggest that there is 40% of people out there that don't appear to approve.
That's right, and that's really quite a significant number. And, well, we'll just have to live with that and hope that they get used to us and that they'll gradually find out that it's not the end of civilization. It's not going to... it's not going to change society in these terrible ways that people like Tony Abbott are predicting.
You're a senior Australian, you've got the soapbox. What direct message would you have for those MPs in Parliament on both sides who might still be considering not supporting this?
Look, the vote has been quite clear. There's been a lot of exaggeration around questions of religious freedom and all those kind of things. I think the Dean Smith bill has been looked at. It's been to a committee. Just vote for the Dean Smith bill and get on with it.
How are you going to celebrate this? Are you going to get married?
Yes, we are, but not without any fuss, just very quietly. We'll probably go down to the registry office with a couple of friends later next year. And or I've got a friend who's a marriage or who's registered to celebrate marriages. He might come here for a cup of coffee one morning and we'll get some witnesses. Very simple, that's it. I've got a 90th birthday coming up next year. We might sort of combine it with that. But as I've said before, one of the important things for us is to have this marriage certificate, because it affects the way in which our superannuation could play out. It gives us, I think, a new dignity, a new status, a new place in society. We are the same as everyone else. We are. We have the same dignity, the same status. Yes.
I'm going to ask you to eat your words now. The last thing you said to me last time was, by the way things are going, I doubt it will happen in my lifetime.
Well, isn't it amazing? It has happened, and it's happened very quickly. The survey was a mistake, but nevertheless it produced a good result.
John Challis, the 89-year-old gay man, planning a wedding for his 90th summer, and he told Peter that he plans to buy his partner an original painting by a very well-known local artist. Who? That's a surprise for the wedding day.